Alexandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Looking at the issue itself and reducing the rates of obesity here in Australia, what strategies has the government already tried to use in the past to minimise the consumption of unhealthy foods?
Yeah, so I think this issue is really interesting because, as you said, unhealthy diets are one of the biggest killers of Australians today. And it is really quite surprising that compared to tobacco, for example, we haven't really done that much by way of strong measures to address it. So we do have at the moment a couple of initiatives, and that includes a labelling initiative. That's the Health Star Rating Scheme, which I'm currently finishing a PhD on, so I could talk about it all day. But the Health Star Rating System, it is actually a great start. I think it's important. I support this new research, but it is important to recognise we do have a scheme. It does have the potential to give people a lot of information, but like other policies in this area, one of the problems is that it's voluntary, which means that companies only have to use it if they want to, and understandably, they're really using it only on those products that do well in the scheme, where they get up the upper end of the 5 stars, and not showing us the things that score 1 or 2 stars. I mean, you wouldn't stay in a 1-star hotel voluntarily, and you probably don't want to eat a product that's got 1 star in it, but we're not seeing that information there.
I mean, I can't imagine if you said, hey, to the smoking companies, the plain packaging laws and the rather horrific, in some circumstances, warnings that we're going to put on your packets, those are now voluntary. I can't imagine many of the smoking or the cigarette companies would actually be going for that.
Yeah, I think that is intuitive. I mean, we know there from smoking that we needed to make those requirements compulsory, otherwise there wouldn't be any point to them. And you can see that this is happening worldwide. Other countries are going towards these mandatory warning labels on food. In Chile, for example, they now have stop signs on a lot of junk food. So it will say warning, high sugar from the Ministry of Health. But I think we do have this existing system. And if it actually was on all products, that would actually get us a good part of the way. And as you said, food is different to tobacco. We do need to eat. Nobody needs to smoke. But it would be a great start for consumers if we just got that mandatory Health Star on everything.
You know, it's quite interesting when you make that comparison as well, because I know worldwide, obviously, there are warnings on cigarette packets, but whenever this discussion comes up, obviously, a lot of people around the world point back to Australia's policies and say, you think we're bad, you think the warnings on our sort of packaging doesn't mess around, you should check out Australia's. So really, it's interesting to see that some other countries are doing far more in terms of the unhealthy food packaging than we're doing currently. We don't really have those warnings that obviously, as you say, other countries are using.
Yeah, I mean, Australia has been a global leader in tobacco control, and I think that's an area where we've used regulation really well. So it's not just about the packet. Of course, we know that. In smoking, we've also got bans on where you can smoke, restrictions on the age, all these things, and we could apply similar measures to food. And in doing that, we can still recognise that people need to eat and it is different, but we could start, for example, that's why I think you'll see a lot of international action on sugary drinks. This is a category of food, soft drinks, that most you really don't need as part of your diet. So arguably, it's similar to a cigarette. Nobody needs to drink 16 teaspoons of sugar in a Coke. And that's why some countries, especially worldwide, are going towards labelling or taxing those products in particular as a way to discourage consumption. And that way it works similar to what we've done on tobacco.
Given the government has been kind of treating this one with, a fairly soft touch up until this point, making the kind of measures that we spoke about voluntary, how do you think they would go about regulating a mandatory system?
It's certainly possible for them to do that. We've made some labelling changes recently, for example, on country of origin labels. So they gave every company just 2 years to change that. So it's possible. It is a matter of really arguing that we're serious about this, and that's why public health groups have been calling. The Health Star Rating's under its 5-year review at the moment, and at the end of the 5 years, which is a year away from now, we're really calling on them to, right now they're reviewing the score. Let's get the score right. And then once the scoring is right, let's make it mandatory to give people the information they need to make healthier choices.
And are there any other solutions you would actually propose to minimise obesity in Australia, given that these kind of food packaging regulations would still have to count on Australians and consumers actually making healthier choices with the information available to them. Is there any other solutions you could propose?
Yeah, well, we know the label is just one piece of the puzzle. It's like tobacco. So we need, of course, we need education campaigns about the dietary guidelines. Most people aren't following them. We could restrict marketing to children, for example. That's a big ticket item that's been on the agenda for many years. And of course, we could do what many countries are doing and move towards taxing unhealthy products, particularly sugary drinks.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. Really do appreciate a little bit of insight into this one this morning. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.